Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time. From the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida, here's the senior pastor, Dr. Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus went across the water, calmed the sea, and he went into the gatherings, remember, in the mountains. And we think of one demonic man, but actually there were two. They were chain him, and they would break the chains and all. And actually what they said to Jesus said, "Don't throw us into the abyss." They were possessed. They said, "What is your name?" "We are legion, for we are many." Now, just so you know, a legion, from what I understand, is 2,000 soldiers. A legion in a Roman army is 2,000. So this man had, I believe, 2,000 demons within him. Devils, everywhere you want to phrase it, in one man. He said, "We are legion, for we are many." Can you imagine? And they said, "Don't cast us into the abyss." And so it talks about that they were feeding there in the gatherings a bunch of hogs. Throw us into them things, the swine. And so Jesus cast those demons, those devils, into the swine. And they said they ran off the cliff and they drowned. That's the first time ever mentioned, some of y'all will laugh, some of you won't get it, first time the Bible ever mentioned about devil ham. Okay, but I want you to see the point. These beings, they went from a person into the hog. They could manifest. That's why there is, by the way, demon possession today. It's a real thing. Okay, now don't you go home and think my husband's demon possessed or my wife's demon possessed, or you think you see somebody demon. No, but it is a real thing. I won't see that. But they are created being. Here's what I wanted to get. Verse number 8, and then we'll move on. "But unto the sons, he saith, thy throne, O God, is forever and forever." I'm going to stop here and just share with you. Next time a Jehovah's Witness comes knocking on your door, and this has happened, and we have some visitors here, I want to help you. They do not believe that Jesus Christ is God, very God. They don't believe that at all. Matter of fact, he's brother Satan. That's a whole other thing, you know. Heresy, okay? You can show them an idea. They came knocking on my door. You know the story. I won't go into that. And I let them do their spiel, and I say, after they went about 5 minutes or so, and yada, yada, and I said, "Can I share something with you from Word of God?" And of course, they were these old ladies, and they were okay. And so I showed them where the angels declared Jesus to be God. Isaiah, "Thou shalt call his name Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father." I said, if the angels call him God, well, I took him where Thomas, when he denied Jesus, doubting Thomas, and later he said, "My Lord and my God." The apostles declared him to be God. The Bible declares him to be God. I showed him scripture. And I said, even Jesus said, "I and my Father are one." Well, that ain't what that means. And then I finally took him to Hebrews chapter number 1. Kind of drew him along. And I let them, they were reading along when I went to this. I started in verse number 1 like I did with you. Who's he talking about? Well, there's God the Father, and there's the Son. Father, Son, Father, Son. Okay. Then I got to verse number 8, and I said this, or read this. "But unto the Son..." And I said, stop reading. Who's speaking? God the Father. Yeah. He's speaking to the Son. Okay, let's continue reading. "Thy throne, O God." And I told these dear ladies, if God the Father calls his Son God, I believe he's God. And I'll never forget those. Y'all remember, I'll never forget these ladies. As soon as I said that, they turned and they walked away. And I'll never forget, they did like this. I'm telling you, Jesus is God, very God. Angels are created. Let me give you this, and I'm just getting started. Turn me to, and I promise next week I'll get to the meat of it. Psalm 148, verses 2 and 5. "Praise ye him, all ye angels. Praise ye him, all his host." I mentioned about angels. You want to think of them as host. And innumerable, they're also known as companies. A company of angels, a host of angels. Verse number 5. Verse number 4. "Let him, ye heaven, praise him, ye waters above heaven, let them praise the name of the Lord, he commanded, for they were created. So we see this angelic realm were created. Before, and I'm going to close with this, before Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There were angels. The angelic realm was created before this terra firma. This earth was created before he put the sun and the moon and the stars and what we know, this atmosphere here, this galaxy that we know of. He already had angels that were already been created. The Bible does not say when he created them, but sometime in eternity past, and that just blows my mind, folk, to think, and I mentioned this before, to think about eternity past when there was only the triune God, only the Father, only the Son, and only the Holy Ghost was in existence in eternity past. And then at some point in quote unquote time, and there is no God, does not have time, but so we can relate to it, he created the angelic realm. When? Here's the question I have, and I'm done. What did God and Jesus and the Holy Ghost do in eternity past when there were no angels, when there were no cherubim, when there were no seraphim? What did they do? Cherub, seraph? That's going to be a good question when we get to heaven. I know they thought about us, amen, preacher, about redemption and all, but I won't get to the point. We'll look at it later next week. I didn't even get to my first point. They were created for Genesis 1:1, and Job 38 talks about that they jumped for joy. Basically, when they saw the creation, they were there. The angelic realm saw God create all of this. And when God created man on the sixth day, Lucifer saw that, and he wanted that worship. I believe that's when Lucifer fell, was on the sixth day. Yeah, we'll look at this in a little more detail, but at least you know where I'm going with this, that he was Lucifer, that high anointed cherub that covereth. And we read in Job that all the angelic realm saw the creation of the earth, and there was no sin. It was perfect. When Lucifer saw that, saw a man worshiping God, Lucifer wanted that. That's when he said, I will ascend. I will. And that's when Satan fell. And that's when that sneaky snake went to the Garden of Eden. Remember all that? Amen, preacher. Do you know Lucifer was in the Garden of Eden before it was bad? Well, look at that. When it was perfect, the Garden of Eden, Lucifer was in that before he became Satan. We'll see that in Scripture. That's why I believe Lucifer fell after the creation. Not before. A lot of people think that he fell between Genesis 1:1 and Genesis 1:2. We call it the gap theory. And I tell people all the time, the only gap is in between their ears. There's no gap between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2. It's a continual thought. Lucifer fell, not between Genesis 1:1 and 1:2, but when he saw that creation and he saw man, when God said, not only is it good, that sixth day, what did he say? And I'm done. It is what? Very good. First 5 days, it's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. It's good. The sixth day, it's very good. Why he created man in his image. And Lucifer said, I like that and I want that. And that's when he became Satan. That's when he slithered into the Garden of Eden. We'll look at that later. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, we're going to look at this thing about angels, but Lord, let's not lose sight of what's really important is Jesus. Lord, he created them. Lord, and we don't get to heaven by believing in angels. We get to heaven by believing in the name of the only begotten Son of God, Jesus Christ. That's our prayer this morning. Perhaps there's somebody here that has not yet made that decision to trust you as Savior, that this will be the hour. Bless our morning worship. May you be pleased. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you for coming out.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Dr. Walt Lanier from the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We hope that you'll tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.